High-rise apartments in New York and other big cities are often criticized for only isolating residents from one another. Commentator Roberta Brandis-Gratz says since September 11th, those same buildings may now bring New Yorkers together.
In recent years, much of New York has been turned over to suburban malls surrounded by parking lots, isolating office complexes, and suburban housing developments. Yet most of New York remains a model of the dense old urbanism, with its busy streets, well-used parks, unlimited residential choices, and its small and large businesses. That's the secret of New York's resilience, the reason for its endurance, and the heart of the spirit that has the world in awe of us after such a calamity. In times of fear, New Yorkers don't retreat in isolation behind gates and high fences. They seek each other's comfort. They congregate in impromptu ways. This coming together is made easier because we live so close together. The tight-knit fabric of a dense city, a hallmark of the old urbanism, makes this feel so natural. Now, as New York springs back, it is proving what the strength of the old urbanism is all about and why it endures. Sure, the tourist industry is suffering. It was already hurting as the nation went into recession. In the boom economy, we became dependent on the visitors, not ourselves. However, that part of the economy of the city which should always be our primary concern, is up and running. Displaced offices are relocating into the easily convertible spaces only found in cities. One hotel has been turned into business suites. Apartments serve as offices. Residents are making extra efforts to support local businesses, the ones that had not closed during the recent economic downturn, as many chain stores did. Local restaurants are packed. The theater district is filled with people clearly at ease. The subway, the city's lifeblood in so many ways, serves us as well as it did before. The truth is, the Twin Towers were the city's backdrop, not its heart. The heart of the city still beats strong in the extraordinary array of neighborhoods and financial centers that still serve the world. The true loss in this disaster is the human loss. That should never be forgotten. Without the towers, New York's skyline will again be its own best icon, one that celebrates the ingenuity, the entrepreneurship, and the individuality that is the city's greatest asset, not the power to build big.
The comments of Roberta Brandis-Gratz, author of Cities Back from the Edge.